I remain from the womb, and I'll die in the air.
Welcome to our booth.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our current events broadcast. I'm your host and the General of the Defender 7, Bobby Orange. Now, before we get on with our topic of the night and our conversation, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. That out of the way, welcome. For those of you who are just joining us, we are a humanitarian American patriot group, not a militia. We are looking to expand throughout all the rest of the 50 states so that we can start teaching disaster relief, survival skills, you name it. Etc. We're also looking to build sectors throughout each state. So there are plenty of positions open. Take a chance, step up. That's for civilians and veterans. Everybody has something to offer. Just reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby. My second-in-command, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel John McCullen, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, or Major Lorna Munson. Reach out to one of us. Take on a position. Guide your community. That being said, I apologize to those of you that normally come on the chat room on here on Blog Talk, but apparently they're having a problem because I keep getting an error message each time I try to sign into it. It keeps saying 404 file or directory not found. So I do apologize. I know that during each of our broadcasts, there are a few that do pop in there. Once again, I apologize. It's not my control. I believe it's another glitch, as usual, in the Blog Talk. But anywho, we got a lot to discuss tonight, a lot to go over. I just hope that more people call in and share your thoughts and your feelings on all the lies, the weaponization of the government, the big COVID lie, the huge January 6th lie, all of it. Come on in and chat with us. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Now allow me to bring in my major athlete, Miss Lorna Munson.
Yep, I am.
Oh man, what the last 2 years has been. Shoot.
I know.
And it just seems to be getting worse with everything that's coming out now.
Yep. Yep, Mike got a taste of it this morning.
Yeah, so what happened with that?
So he is up playing with his cat outside, and he sees his vehicle pulled kind of down the block. And then he goes in the house and after a little bit, and pretty soon he hears rap, rap, rap on the thing. The car wasn't marked. It was like he said it was like a Kia or something like that. And he sees two badges up in his window. So he opens up and he steps outside, and they say you bought a AK-47 at Cabela's on such and such a date, blah da 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 da. And Mike says, no, I bought an AK-47 from this place and I had to pick it up at the Cabela's. So he goes, well, your gun is in Mexico right now. And he says, no, it's not. It's in my safe. Can you get it for us, please? So he went in and got his AK. And it turned out that I don't know if they wrote down the wrong serial numbers on the gun they got in Mexico that was involved in somebody shooting Mexican police officers. And but his name popped up as owner of the gun, so they thought that he sold the gun to whoever, and they sold it to whoever, and it ended up down in Mexico.
That sounds fishy to me.
I know. But they had the badges, the ATF, and their faces on it and stuff. And because the first thing I said, you should have made him get a search warrant. But the thing with that is that if he tells them to go get a search warrant, especially if it's used in a crime, he is afraid that they were going to tear his house all to shit.
Yeah, but then they got to replace everything they break.
I don't know how that works. Minnesota Walls would say, oh, too bad. You wanted a search warrant. You got to deal with it. You got to remember who his governor is over there.
That's true.
The freaking idiot.
Well, just another example, you know, they're too free with these red flag laws, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, just everything that's coming out, I mean, we've been saying it, though, and being called conspiracy theorists and off our rockers for the past 3 years, we've been talking about everything that's coming true.
Right.
Especially when it comes to the January 6th fiasco.
Yeah.
So now they're even with, you know, people that are coming forward saying that, yeah, you know, FBI did have agents on the ground undercover.
Right.
So, yeah, and, you know, I don't like, just like everybody else, I stopped watching the news. But
I watch
while,
it a little bit in the morning. I catch bits and pieces. I mainly watch it to see what kind of weather Harp is sending our way.
Right. But I mean, like the only one I really go to online, if they got a good story, is Fox. I mean, I don't trust any of them. But just like I don't trust both sides that are running this country right now. But you know, they obviously hit the nerve when McCarthy released those January 6th tapes to Tucker Carlson. Well, again, like I said, we've been saying it for the past few years. And, you know, we were all told we were out of our minds and we're conspiracy theorists and we don't know what we're talking about. We're spreading misinformation. Shit. White House has been spreading misinformation for years. And, you know, Fauci, he's even on the chopping block now. They've all, you know, again, what we've been saying for years, with mandates, the vaccines, I feel sorry for those that fell for their friggin' joke.
I know.
And took the vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, just about everybody where I work right now has gotten, well, the friend of mine that works there, they made sure they got every single vaccine and every single booster shot. I'm like, man, you guys are idiots.
Yep. And it don't take much to research it for yourself.
No.
I mean, you know, as far as Republicans saying that, you know, that they were going to open up all these different investigations, yeah, they did. They're ongoing. But why nobody's been charged for the way we pulled out of Afghanistan is beyond me.
And I was trying to look on Newsbreak about that vaccine for the bees, too, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, some of that stuff we got to take with a grain of salt because you don't know if it's true or not. But again...
Well, I think these people that were on the news talking about it, they're pretty much legitimate the way they're talking, because they were saying with all the pesticides and herbicides and this and that and everything else in our ground that the bees are dying from it. So I get that. But
yes.
Now that they realize that they can vaccinate the bees, now what's going to happen when somebody like Fauci gets a hold of that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're playing Dr. Evil.
I know.
I just don't get it. And the taxpayers are the one that's putting the bill for the shit.
Yeah, and I didn't sign up for that shit. I didn't consent to that.
No. But it's just, you know, with everything that's getting uncovered, again, you know, some stories I take with a grain of salt because you don't know whether it's true or not.
Right.
But with the bees, that would fall underneath their little adventures that they've been doing.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't put it past them.
Nope, me either.
But again, you know, didn't anybody held accountable for any of this?
That chance in hell of that happening?
Yeah, because they're protected.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was you or I, we'd be buried underneath the prison. I mean, with the way that they rushed that January 6th committee and all that to hurry up and do the little show trial, I had a gut feeling. I knew what they were talking about was all bullshit, all lies. And now the Democrats are running for free, and the six idiot Republicans that believed it including Mitch McConnell, they're all running scared now because they're worried that their names are going to pop up all over the place now. Especially Schumer. I cracked up. I had to listen to his little big speech when Tucker first showed the first few videos. It's the Republicans. It's the MAGA. It's the Mega MAGA. They're the ones doing all this. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we had FBI agents undercover at January 6th.
Yeah.
Because it was awful funny that during that supposed trial, they didn't show the cop pulling the barriers away and letting people up the steps.
I'm back to barely hearing you again.
Clean the shit out of your ears.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me get off this earpiece. Can you hear me now?
Nice, same as always.
What do you mean, same as always?
I can't barely hear you.
I think it's your volume then, because I just took the earpiece out.
My volume is full blast. I just went into the settings in that volume, and it's full blast. I did it on the side of my phone, that's full blast. I can't hear shit.
Because you're loud and clear.
I know. It's this fucking phone. I hate it. And then, of course, it puts the doors open with the furnace running. I can't hear even worse, so. Sounds and vibrations.
Hello, who's this?
This is Fink. I wanted to chime in here and say a couple things. I'm sorry, I'm out driving and I'm listening to your show and I just had to add something, all right? I just want to say that none of us signed up for any of this stuff that they're dishing out. The COVID, the wars, anything. Nobody signed up for this. They did it without our approval. Why? Because they have an agenda to depopulate the planet. That's 100% what it is. All this
exactly.
Need approval because they just need to depopulate the planet. This coming election, this upcoming election is probably the most important election of our century, of our time, lifetime, right here. This upcoming election. If another Democrat or Rhino gets elected, we are going to enter World War III, 100%. If we don't get the proper president in here to, like, calm everybody down, and my vote is for Trump. That's the only one that makes sense. Unless Jesus Christ comes down here and runs for president, my vote is for Trump. I think he's the only candidate that will hopefully stop this World War III that's about to happen. China's going to invade Taiwan, and once that happens, World War III. If the United States candidates here or the president here does not deal with it, we're going to be all out World War III. And that's my two cents.
I just wanted
to add that in. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. That's what we're talking about. It's just, you know, We need somebody like Trump in there. You're right, because he's got balls.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I personally think unless, like I said, unless Jesus Christ comes down here or God comes down here and runs for president, we have to vote for the lesser of two evils. There are a lot of people that hate on Trump because he says things or he did things, but he promises something and he does it. He tries to go through with it. We should accept that out of all the stuff that the media tries to push on Trump, saying that he's a racist, he's a chauvinist. Who cares? He's doing what he should be doing. I mean, we had a President Clinton who had, I'm sorry to use this language, he had a blow job. And they didn't care. So what's wrong with Trump saying some weird stuff? But
exactly.
Yeah, that's my vote.
What?
Yeah, Trump is an ass. He's got his moments, that's for sure. But he could run, he ran this country like it should be. I voted for Trump, and I'll vote for him again.
Me personally, I don't care what the president looks like. If he says something, he does it, that's all I need my president to do. Just promise something
exactly.
And go through with it. That's right.
Right. And stop putting us in jeopardy.
Yep. Thank you for having me on. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. But he's right. It's we just like him. I don't care who it is. If they prove themselves that they're willing to give up as much as Trump did, and be all for America and stop all this nonsense. Then why wouldn't we vote for him?
Exactly. Like I said, I don't really care for him too much because he is an ass, but he's a businessman, and he ran the country like a business the way it should be.
Right. I mean,
and not getting bought off like everybody else.
Right. And that's why both sides are fighting so hard to keep supplying Ukraine with the money. Screw that. We got our own problems.
Yeah, I know. And somebody posted on Facebook about
Biden's laundering that money to them because Biden's getting a kickback on it.
Uh-huh.
Could this be Colonel John Cohen?
No way. He is alive.
Yeah, barely.
Oh, shit. There goes the neighborhood.
Yep.
It's going to finally snow in South Carolina.
On, so had to call in.
Oh, he chickened out. He's not on.
What?
He's not on yet. I don't think he got permission yet.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What are we talking about tonight?
Well, we started out with the ATF showing up at my ex-boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
The ATF? What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently, the serial number on his AK was in a cop shooting down in Mexico, and they traced the gun back to him and say, hey, your gun's down in Mexico. You sold it, blah, da, 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 da. And he said, the hell I did. It's in my safe. And he went back in the house and grabbed it, showed him, and they made the comment. They wish they wouldn't put 3s, 8s, and B's on serial numbers because they always mix them up.
Oh,
yeah, so he had a rude awakening this morning.
Oh, yeah, I would have been shitting.
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
He would have been on tonight, but he had to calm his nerves. He had a little bit too much to drink.
Yeah.
But then we were talking about the January 6th scam and the COVID scam.
Oh, the same. Yeah. I think Fauci should hang.
Yeah, treason.
Yep. Yeah. They may actually do. I don't know. Every time I think the Republicans are going to do something, they don't.
Exactly.
I don't understand how this president is impeached.
Right.
I mean, shit. Trump takes the shit and it stinks and they impeach him for it.
Yep.
But this one can commit treason and China and everybody else and fucking nothing's done.
Yeah, and leave our borders wide open instead of using the money that he's sending to Ukraine that he's getting back anyway. He should be using
right.
it to save us.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I don't know. I'm baffled
I think
they haven't.
I think Lieutenant General Slacker's on. I think Lieutenant General Slacker, Weathers.
Oh shit! I beat Weathers tonight.
I might be wrong because they're not saying.
Yeah,
nothing.
You're probably wrong.
But anyhow, so I mean. Like I was saying the morning before you came on, is that, you know, I don't watch the news, but I do once in a while click on like the Fox stuff to see what they're coming up with. And when McCarthy released all those tapes to Tucker, it's awful funny that everything we all been saying here for the past 3 years, being called conspiracy theorists and whacked out of our minds. Gee, look, more is coming out.
It's all
true.
Coming to life.
Yep.
Well, I want to know what's up with these train derailments. What the fuck?
I know.
I know.
We have another one.
Another thing.
Alabama.
Yeah, what is that?
They just
four in a month.
In less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I can't remember a train derailment for years before that.
But if you listen to Pete Buddha Buttfuck, he'll tell you that thousands of them happen a year.
Yeah, I don't know. That was some bullshit. They burned off all that toxic shit.
Yep.
I mean, that's no different.
No, you're right.
No different than
it's
in Kuwait.
Right. And
now
all
our soldiers
and
that shit.
Yeah, well, and it's just like, you know, the hearing on the Afghanistan pullout, they should be, the whole administration should be fired and tried.
Yeah, and now they said that they found six more boxes of documents in Biden's, one of Biden's places.
No, they found nine in his lawyer's office.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so they tried to cover that shit up.
Dude, they're covering everything up. They think they're above the law.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And the more the, you know, the more the rhinos that are coming out of the woodwork too, it doesn't surprise me. And they're all running scared because all these hours of videotapes and stuff that are being released, Democrats are running scared because they know their names are all over it.
Yeah, I saw a report yesterday, I think it was, or today, that said there may not even be a Democratic runner against Biden to challenge Biden.
No, so far there was only one, that woman, Wasserman or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
Not Wasserman. I know her last name starts with a W.
Is she a real woman, or is she one of those woke
That's a good question.
Like Michael Obama? I can still say what I want on here, right?
Oh, hell
well,
yeah.
You should have tuned in last week.
Yeah.
It got a little rowdy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Lorna started it all.
Nope.
Did you say go to Ozzy?
Oh, shit.
He's a major corrupter of this group.
Yep. I agree with that.
Whatever.
I've been busier than I was. Crazy busy.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, the police are actually out tonight.
They're looking for you, John. What you do?
Probably. I didn't mean that signal app, really.
But, yeah, it's just, I mean, everything coming to light. And then, of course, you know, Democrats trying to backpedal everything. Not just the Democrats, the rhinos, too.
Ooh. So you saw Mitch McConnell. Ed.
Was that?
Mitch McConnell cracked his head open. Has a concussion and fell, I guess. Fell.
maybe his true colors will come out now.
Sucks that he survived, right?
Yeah, right.
And then that female politician died on that plane from turbulence, but her son, her husband were uninjured.
Yep.
Like this.
And they had ties to the Clintons.
Yep. You used to work directly for the Clintons.
So she got Clintonized?
Not bad.
Clintonized. I like that.
Hey, I just seen this a train derailment in West Virginia destroying federally protected river.
That was yesterday.
Oh.
Yep.
We always know I'm always behind.
So are they going to shut down all trains now?
Not from what I heard. I mean, they're awful quick to, you know, fix what needs to be fixed and get them running in a couple hours.
Well, there's got to be something behind it. It's too coincidental.
It's to just get rid of our contaminate our soil, our air, not to mention all the food plants that have been burning up. So it's something to make us depend on the government.
Well, look at the how many chicken factories have burned up.
And not only that, apparently I seen earlier today that they're putting shit in the food so the chickens won't lay eggs.
Yeah. And they have fake eggs now.
Yeah, they already caught that in Tractor Supply in one of the chicken feed bags.
Well, that's where I get my dog food. Maybe that's why Ralph is sick all the time.
Could be.
Yeah. Now I saw where they want to vaccinate the bees.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, too.
Now you're really talking population control if that happens.
Well, that's our whole food source. You take the bees out, we're fucked.
Exactly. Yep.
You won't pollinate anything. There'll be no fruit. Nothing.
Nope. That's what they want. Well, I think the Chinese and the freaking Bill Gates is buying up all the damn farmland. So they can push their fake-ass meat on everybody.
Yep.
And now dipshit is considering vaccinating all the chickens, too.
Against swine flu?
Let me see. What is it? What is the reason? Hold on. Give me a minute.
Bird flu.
Oh, giving them bird flu vaccine. From that H5N1 virus outbreak.
So no more free range.
That's why glad that I deal directly with the farmer, man. Because he refuses to do all that shit.
It seems like Mike was telling me that his neighbor had chickens and whoever showed up there and told him they needed to test their chickens. And they said, oh, can't have them. And they killed them all. Yeah.
Yes, they're all in cahoots. That's what the one trial is for, or the one hearing is for, is all this weaponization of the government stepping out of line and putting their noses where it shouldn't be. But if you want a socialist country and you want people to listen, follow your agenda, that's their earmark of doing it. But that's the food supply. First it's the drains. Now it's the food supply. They need to get away from Texas. They need to demolish this. WHO.
6158.
They're constantly putting their nose in our business. And comrades, just letting them do it.
Almost set the house alarm off. Couldn't get it to piss on.
But they it's the every country, our allies or enemies, they all know that he's weak. And we're all finding out knowing that he's on the tape. And it's not just him.
No, it's definitely deep state.
Yeah, it's, It baffles my mind that American people and the ones with their heads so far in the damn ground aren't paying attention and falling in line just like the sheeple that they are.
Yeah, now they're trying to deflect the Nord Stream pipeline and say that it was Ukraine operatives that blew it up.
That's probably why Biden had to pay.
Probably.
Here.
Called Fall Guy.
Instead of assassinating somebody for me, just take out the pipeline.
Well, I know who I think took out the pipeline.
Oh, I do too. I've got my thoughts.
And damn sure was Ukraine.
Nope.
Biden kind of messed up when he said he could take out the pipeline and then magically it gets taken out.
Yeah. I crack up with all these other people sit there and say, well, you know, that's not really President Biden. That's got to be one of them AI.
Whatever. It didn't really stop Russia, did it?
No. No, apparently Russia laid on some heavy artillery earlier today. But that's just it, you know. It's like he's giving them the key to the kingdom, allowing them to do whatever they want to do over here. And nobody's taking accountability for any of it.
Well, I want to know where these billions and billions and billions of dollars are coming from of aid money.
That's probably some of their stockpiles that they had hidden. That they already
can't even
turn on.
We have homeless vets on the streets, but we can send billions and billions and billions of dollars overseas.
Yep. And that's what they really need to do an audit on every penny that went over there.
It baffles my head, man.
And it cracks me up every time he opens his mouth, he says transparency. Yeah, for the Democrats. But, you know, if either side wants to see the Americans support them, start making things happen. Start putting cuffs on these crooked fucks.
That's what I don't understand, Bobby. Why are Republicans not doing more?
I don't get it. I don't know if it's that they're afraid of the Democrats.
I mean, it baffles my mind. They impeached Trump, what, 3 times?
Tried to, yes.
Maybe even more than that, with all the hearings and the... He's still going through them.
Yeah, he's still going through hearings, and he's still getting dismissed from them.
Yeah. But not one person has brought articles of impeachment against Biden. It's not even been mentioned.
Nope. That's just it.
That was,
again, you know.
Unless weapons there.
Yeah. And that's why I had to laugh, because I heard Pompeo say some bullshit. Oh, well, we ain't got to worry about them using it or learning it for 15 or 20 years. Get the hell out of here. Oh, they can't get into the system where we store all the information. The hell they didn't. What do you think they did with all the fingerprinting machines that were left on the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
They went around and they were fingerprinting those that helped America. Those that were actual citizens. And started taking them out.
They come up dead.
I got another one for you, too. This recent shit in Mexico where the four got held hostage and two of them were killed. The freaking supposed gang wrote a letter apologizing and sent a picture of five guys on the ground with their heads covered, handcuffed behind their backs, saying that we found the five that did the kidnapping.
You know what else makes me sick is they let that Marine rot over there and bring back that female supposed athlete.
Yep.
And let that Marine still in prison. And he was in prison before Griner was put in there. It's bullshit.
Well, the same thing with the naval officer in Japan.
Yep.
And they're not doing anything to help him get out.
No, and he risked his life. Both of those men did.
Yep. Yep.
The athlete didn't risk her life. She was just stupid and brought pot into the country. If anybody deserves a rod, it's him.
Well, just goes to show you that. Money talks, bullshit walks.
I guess so. It's probably because she was woke.
That too.
Oh, shit. You heard about this 6-year-old that shot his teacher, took a gun to school, shot his teacher?
Yeah. Yeah, the one in
Virginia. 6 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to prosecute either.
Nope. Honestly, the parents should get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Having access to the weapon.
Just like that most recent shooting that the kids, the parents are being held accountable for.
Yeah.
The way it should be. You're dumb enough to let the kid have a gun or access to a gun,
yep.
Then you're at fault. That's a given.
Oh, yeah. You know, we had that shooting in the mall here down the road from where I live, and that it was a gun-free zone, supposedly, and he shot and killed a guy that was eaten, and then that young man that was like 20 or 21 pulled a gun and shot and killed him.
Well,
they were wanting to charge him for having a gun.
It's only a gun-free zone for us law-abiding citizens.
Yep.
You know, a guy lost his life. I would have hoped somebody would have pulled a weapon and taken him out. I mean, come on.
Definitely.
These gun-free zones are half the problem of why
look at the world. Look at the poor old farmer who isn't in the best of health, and his wife ain't either, up there in age, that shot an immigrant on
mm-hmm.
his property in Texas.
Yep.
And
it was trespassing.
$1 million bond. You got to be fucking kidding.
So with that being said, when you shoot somebody and you have your permits and all that stuff, and you have that UCAA or whatever it's called, USCAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still carry people.
They do a good job. They will get you off.
USCCA.
Yeah, Mike was looking into it because there was a $30 plan, $60 plan, $90 plan, and he's not sure about if you get the $30 plan. Are they gonna, if you protect yourself, is the $30 plan gonna get you out of jail, or do you have to go with the $90 plan to get the premium? Blah da da.
A lot of it depends on the state that you live in and what the state laws are as far as stand your ground and castle doctrines.
I don't think Minnesota isn't stand your ground. Minnesota is run like a little bitch and hope you don't get shot.
See, Indiana is a stand your ground.
Wisconsin
all
is
you
too.
Have to do is feel like your life's in danger. Somebody could throw a rock through your window. Be standing in your yard, you can shoot, kill them, and say, "Hey, I felt like they were going to kill me with that rock." You have the right to stand your ground.
I was hoping you'd be on
tonight
to ask these questions. Cause do you guys carry that insurance?
I don't.
I did it years ago. I'm thinking about signing back up for it because if you read through it, it does protect you.
Yeah, I had it once. I feel like the laws here are pretty strong in favor of the gun owner as far as being able to protect your family and people around you. So I don't feel like I have to have it necessarily.
So his next question was,
have, John, especially if you travel to different states.
His next question was, has anybody ever had to use it? What are their pros and cons about it?
I only knew one person personally. And yes, they did. They did get him out of the trouble. But he had to go through retraining and also like a year without being able to carry a gun.
Carry.
But that you know, it all depends on what you're charged with.
Right, and what state you're in.
But that's why it is good, especially if you're traveling out of state. And especially you guys, because you've got states like we do down here. You know, you drive a couple miles and you're across the state line.
Yeah.
Now, if that state doesn't have an open carry law or...
No. Minnesota is kind of like the Utah one. Once you get a Minnesota conceal and carry, you're good for 38 states. Where Wisconsin, so Minnesota can carry over to Wisconsin, but Wisconsin can't carry to Minnesota unless you have get a Minnesota conceal and carry license or Utah.
Well, that's
that's the way it was too. Was that my South Carolina one wouldn't, a few years ago, wouldn't cover me in Wisconsin, but now it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that don't make any sense because...
That's why I got the Utah permit was to cover the 36 other states, with the exception of Jersey, because Jersey doesn't have. I mean, they're fighting for it right now.
Yeah, it's like being here in a couple of weeks. I'm driving to Florida, and I should be covered all the way down through Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Tennessee, with my Indiana.
Right.
Indiana doesn't even require a permit now, so they did away with it. Anybody 18 can possess a handgun that's not a felon.
Yeah, see, that's the law that they just actually got even past our Senate down here, that they're going to open it up to 18 years. But they have to go through, like, a longer training period, like adults down here. You can get away with an 8-hour course. But
we don't
if
even
gonna
have
open it up if they're going to open it up 18 and above, they need to go through a longer course subject in order to be able to carry, in order to be able to purchase a handgun.
Yeah, that's – so our only restriction, there's no training requirement. But if you purchase, and this is where they kind of fuck you, you have to be 21 to purchase, but 18 to possess. So
that,
I can gift a gun to my son, and it's not considered a straw purchase, but my 18-year-old son can't go in and buy a gun.
Well, that's the way it was years ago. I mean, you could walk in as an 18-year-old and walk out with a rifle, but you couldn't walk out
right.
with rifle and
with
ammo at
handgun.
The same time. Or, you know,
oh,
or
see, they couldn't even buy a handgun. Right. Now they can
right.
possess
no,
a handgun at 18.
Nah, see, our law is still 21.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's open carry
same
now
thing,
for
Jersey,
18 handguns.
Same thing with Jersey. They got you getting these freaking firearms ID cards to purchase. But, again, you have to be 21 years of age, and you can't apply for it. Or when you apply for it, within 30 days, you have to purchase a weapon. Otherwise, you got to go through. And it's the same thing for every gun that you purchase. You have to
the
fill
waiting
out one
period
of
thing.
$5, and you know, it's just a money gimmick,
right?
Because that's like that. That so-called FBI check that the gun dealer does on you. They charge you $15, or I know places that charge $30. Well, down here, I can walk in and put my concealed weapon on the counter, permit on the counter, and they do the call and it doesn't cost me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just
yeah.
walk in with the driver's license, then, yeah, you're getting charged.
Right. Yeah, they run everybody now, but I get to – I usually get walk out at the same time when I buy a gun. They just call me in.
Yeah.
They clear me, and I take it home. But I guess most people don't get that luxury because – The last time I bought a gun, he's like, now, you know, you're probably going to have to leave that here. And I said, no, I've never had to. He goes, well, I'm going to tell you the last 20 people that have come through here have had to wait. And so we'll run it. He ran it, and he goes, son of a bitch, you broke my streak.
Let's see.
They said the veterans are the ones that usually get hemmed up.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, I was with my son-in-law. Now, the boy has never been, in trouble with the law or nothing. And we go in, he wants to buy a .22 pistol. And, man, it took them 4 hours after he filled out the thing right there in front of the guy online. It took them four hours to get approved for it.
Damn.
And while we were walking around the store, I saw so many people just walk in with, just like I do. Put my concealed permit down, 20 minutes. They get on the phone. Next thing you know, they're walking them up to the door, handing them the gun.
Yep. Yeah, it's the old-timers that usually get cleared, I guess. It's the young ones that they don't know anything about that they don't have any history on.
Right. But it's, but again,
kind of crazy.
It's always been a money scheme for the state. And for the
state. Well, yeah, I mean, I paid for a lifetime permit, and now you can carry in the state without, you don't have to have any permit. Are they going to refund my lifetime that I bought? Hell no.
That would be,
but they should.
I would get a hold of Fish and Game and ask them that question.
Yeah, I mean, I can see. Okay, I'll pay for the fingerprints, but I want the rest of it refunded.
I have a question.
It's not like they even did the old fingerprints; they do them on a computer now.
Right.
I have,
you have a question
for you guys.
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it seems like there's been so much wrongdoing going on, so much proven falsehoods. Why is there nothing that can be done about it? For example, if there was election fraud, why can't they do nothing about it? If China has Biden in their pocket, why can't there be nothing done about it? Why is our country not owned by us? I was reading something that said that our country is actually owned by England, that the British government. All of the federal funds that are stored for America is in a bank that's owned by England. And the King of England has the rights to that. He makes all of the percentages and profits, all that. And you've seen a recent article that said that China is fixing to attack Britain. I think China is trying to either buy or steal America, but they're not going to steal it from America, what we think it is. They're going to steal it from England. What do you think about that?
I think you're heading down the right path.
Yep, I believe that Biden canceled the Nord Stream pipeline because he has connections with Russia through his son to make profits off the oil that Russia is selling. And the reason that they're fighting Ukraine is so they can push the pipeline to the coast of Ukraine, where they're going to load it on the ships to distribute it across the world. And it's so obvious, but yet there is no one that can either wants to challenge that, because I believe they're getting their pockets lined as well, and or know how to go about it. So the regular American who has pride, and the veteran who has pride, we worked for these crooks, because all the politicians ran the military. We worked for these crooks, but we had this sense of pride that this country belongs to us. But it may be a false sense of pride. I don't believe this country does belong to us. I believe it belongs to those one percenters who are the rich people in the world, and they're going to sell this country to whoever will put the most money in their pockets. I think that's what it is. I think that America's not what you think it is from my point of view.
No. And by the way, John, this is my brother-in-law, Dr. Phil.
Hey, John.
Oh. Hey.
I broke my toe, Phil.
I know. I heard. I didn't see any pictures of it. You didn't send me a picture.
On her nose.
But I
that is an interesting
ugly
concept.
At least it didn't,
Phil, that I hadn't
like
really thought about.
What's that, sir?
What you were just describing. I hadn't really thought of it that way, but it's a thought-provoking for sure.
It's very frustrating when you have a train of thought that thinks, even our children are socialized to believe that America is the greatest country in the world. When we were in the military, we were socialized to believe that we were the best military in the world. Even our particular position or job in the military, they made us believe we had the best training in the world. And if that was the case, when I got out of the military, how come I couldn't get a job in the career field that I was trained for in the military? It was the best training in the world. So the way they socialize you through media and, you know, social websites and other issues. Believe me, these people are putting out only what they want you to hear. That I guess the Twitter made that, you know, brought that to life. They will censor things they don't want you to hear, and they will only give you the things that they do want you to hear. That's what we call socializing a population. They're making you believe what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that there's all this hate and discontent. You'll see articles that say, oh, this senator is going to go after so-and-so. And then you'll see a little side note that says, but there's not a damn thing you can do about it. The Supreme Court is going to challenge this ruling, but they're not going to do a damn thing about it. They're just going to let things stand where they may. It has always seemed to be that way. Whoever has the most money makes the rules. Money makes the dog dance. That's what they say. That's how.
Well, it goes back to what.
Go ahead.
What I said earlier about when I asked the question to Bobby, I don't know if you were on. Why are the Republicans not doing anything
about
the corruption?
They are. What they're doing is they're running their mouth. Oh, this is corrupt. We should do something about this.
Right, but there's
that,
no action.
Basically,
it's all
that's
talk.
What they're doing. Yeah. Oh, Lindsey Graham is fixing to introduce a bill that's going to attack the cartels in Mexico because of the drugs. Really? Why does Lindsey Graham
close the border?
Have to do it?
Quite simple.
Why doesn't the commander-in-chief do it? So Lindsey Graham introduces his bill, it gets passed, and then your commander-in-chief just vetoes it. So it's all bullshit. Nobody's going to do a damn thing unless it's lining their pockets. That's how it seems from me. I'm getting to the point where, first of all, my vote doesn't count for a damn thing because it's an electoral vote. And other countries are actually manipulating our voting system, and they're allowing it.
Yep.
So what do you do? So your vote really doesn't make a damn. I feel like you just let this country go wherever the hell those one percenters want it to go, whether it's socialism, communism. You've got to let go of your beliefs that we're Americans and we're proud. Yeah, the government wants you to believe that, and they're going to stand on platforms saying, oh, yeah, we're for the Americans and we want you to be proud, and we're for the veterans. You know what? Unless you've got 100% fucking disability to the VA, which is almost impossible to get, you can't even get your teeth fixed. You can't even get your teeth fixed. If you have
I get my
teeth,
measly $150 a month from the government. What a joke.
Yeah. So, hey, so, you know, but we're thankful for your service. You could go eat at fucking, you know, on Veterans Day at Chili's or something like that. You know, but that's not even the government giving you that benefit. That's just your local people, your local vendors, your local owners giving you those benefits. You get more benefit from other Americans than you do from our government, if you think about it.
Oh, hell,
yep.
I don't even get Veterans Day off of work. It's not even a holiday for me.
No, you can't.
That's because you work for Kuklos.
I can get Martin Luther King off.
Because you work for Soros.
So once again, it goes back to, okay, so originally America, you know, history repeats itself, was a penal colony, and those criminals fought England to let them be independent here or whatever it was. Well, right now, those criminals are us. The American people, we're the criminals, and the government is England again, and unless we take this country over, it's not going to go. It's going to go wherever they want it to go. And how are you going to do that? Insurrection, civil war, who knows? There is actually, and problem with most Americans, you can't get two people in the same room to agree on fucking anything. Look at our politics. I mean, all Republicans have the same ideas. Well, how come all the Democrats vote for the same things, and the Republicans, they vote for whatever the hell they want to?
That's why we have rhinos.
Well, we shouldn't. How come we have them? You know why?
Exactly.
They have money, and they got people backing them, and those rhinos are not going anywhere. I don't care what McCarthy says. I don't care what anyone says. Those rhinos are set in place because there's backing behind them that goes beyond our borders. I guarantee you that.
Oh yeah. No doubt.
So, yeah, you can put all the militias together you want to, and you want to go fight the government, but actually the government doesn't even exist. You're not going to be fighting anybody. Who are you going to fight? I mean, for example, okay, say you're in South Carolina. You want to take over the South Carolina Capitol? Great. So you take over the South Carolina Capitol, but now you got all the other people from other states saying, hey, this ain't right. You know, you can't be taking over a state. They're going to come and attack you. You cannot beat the way the government is right now, even with a militia. And I think that is the way the Constitution has it set up. Americans don't have the rights that they believe that they have. And a lot of the rights that they think are rights, they're not even rights, they're privileges. For example, health care is not a right. It's a privilege. If you got enough money or the insurance, you get health care. If you don't, if you can't afford it, you die. It's sad. I'm sad about our country. My time in the military, I had this grandiose idea about our country, and I loved our country so much, and I was proud to be an American. But the more and more, example, Vietnam, go back to Vietnam. Vietnam was a political war. That's what they said. They were not allowed to win the battles. They were told to lose them. Then they socialized the American population to think that the Vietnam veterans were baby killers, and they were spit on and shit on when they came back from the war, when they should have been considered heroes from my point of view. But why? Because our government socialized the American population to make them believe that's what these Vietnam veterans were. Why would someone do that? Why would you lose a conflict on purpose? Someone was getting their fucking pockets lined with money, and it was at the expense of the Vietnam veterans. I'm very proud of them. The reason why, through the VA and through a lot of the public, those Vietnam veterans went out there and lobbied, and they opened a lot of doors for my generation. I was a Desert Storm Liberation of Kuwait type era, a veteran. And if it wasn't for those Vietnam veterans lobbying for rights for the veterans and willing to take that spit in the face, I wouldn't have the rights that I had when I came out of the service. So I'm very proud of those guys, but I'm very sad for them too.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm
thanks
in the same boat.
I'll sit back and listen
age.
For a while.
Yeah, so John was in a storm too.
John was what?
He was in Desert Storm too.
Oh, thank you, John.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Are you
embarrassed when people tell you thank you for your service? Because, like, I fucking went into service because I didn't have a fucking job. You have to thank me for that.
I am. Yeah, I don't feel like I should be thanked. It was a choice I made, and I was the same mindset. I was proud of my country, and I don't know. It's I still am to a point, but I read an article that really touches on what you were saying, that America's kind of lost its way with the veterans, especially of our age group that served, Bobby, myself, you, are very disheartened, and they're not proud of their country anymore.
Yeah, I was actually very, very proud for a long time until just recently, and now I'm like, did it even make a difference? You know, I'm everything that we fought for is going right back to where it was to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't
agree.
Make sense to me. And when they thank me for my service, I'm like, you don't need to be thanking me for that, because actually I had nothing. I had nowhere else to turn to. I was a dropout, a high school dropout. You were allowed to go in as a dropout. And so I went in during my time in the service, I'd either get a GED or kicking your ass out. So I had to get a GED, kicking and screaming, because I was not a school type of person, but I got it. But had it not been for the service, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so I'm very grateful for that. I'm just very disappointed knowing that it's all a socialized bullshit making you feel proud to be a veteran, because as of today, I'm not very proud of being a veteran.
Yeah, I understand that totally.
Yep, that's a lot of what you're feeling nowadays.
And do you know how they tell us about all these other countries, how they're all their third world countries, and they're beneath America. America is wonderful. You know, that's another socializing bullshit, because I've been to these countries, and these countries are just as sophisticated or as complicated as ours is.
Oh, they're kicking our ass in education.
You know,
that's because
just
they're taking
the important
things out of school.
Well, look what they're doing to our schools. And you know what? And what sucks is school's mandatory. Why don't you just train your own kid out? Teach your own kid, you know? All your kid needs to know how to do is to read and to calculate money. Basically, that's it. Maybe writing is part of that. They hardly even teach those. Kids don't even know how to write cursive these days because everything's all computerized.
Nope.
My son didn't get it, and he had to teach himself. They wouldn't teach him cursive.
Yep.
He's 18 now.
I'm like, well, how the hell are you going to even sign your signature on something? Because you don't even know how to write
cursive. That was his whole argument in fourth grade. How can I sign a legal document if I don't know cursive?
But they want to teach you to rip your dick off and grow tits, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Or just say you don't have a sex at all. You can be non-binary.
Right. Exactly. Hey, you know, with Lorna, all you got to do
is... Hey, Lorna, binary.
What Lorna, all you got to do is just cover her mouth and blow into her nose, and her dick will pop out, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I think that was Chrissy, man, not Lorna.
Yeah, I think I think you're right there, John.
yeah, Chris had the surgery.
The cool thing is I believe that people are smart enough to learn things on their own. If a person thinks that they're, you know, binary or some other one of the, you know, multiple letters they have in the alphabet these days, then they can make that decision on their own when they, you know, when they're considered, what do you call it?
An adult. A legal adult.
Well, not necessarily an adult, but just someone who has the capability of making the right decision. For example, you could be a legal adult and not be able to make medical decisions for yourself because you got problems.
True. Yeah.
You know, so if you,
but I don't want my kindergartner.
So if you're of sound mind,
I don't want my kindergartner being indoctrinated to be non-binary or.
I would like.
You know,
I would at least like. I would at least like for the person to go through puberty. You know, let them go through puberty first, and then, you know,
thank you.
That would be. But now that's politics. That's laws and stuff. And as a conservative, fuck it. Let people do what they want. If you want to go, but don't force it down their throat. That's the wrong thing.
Right.
Yeah. Teach them
well,
how to
I was always told that your mind ain't 100% developed until you're 25, so I don't think they should be making that decision until they're at least that old.
Your body's not fully developed until you're about that age as well.
Right.
Right. Well, I mean, you're either born with a penis, a pussy, or both. Pretty simple stuff.
Well, both or neither, because there's ambiguous genitalia, especially in, you know, what they call the limited gene pool areas, you know. Yeah, hermaphrodite.
Well, yeah.
We call that ambiguous genitalia. You can't really tell. Some people are born without assholes, and they have to create an asshole for them when they're born. You know, so that's
more
genetics. Yeah. And if you live in, like, for example, I have kids from Guatemala, they come up with seven fingers. You know, it's because mom is dating brother or married to, you know, sister, whatever, because of the limited gene pool. So you're going to have those birth defects. But
that's where Hill and Mar got
they
that
call it, you know, but people will evolve, you know. You know, we do change over time. I mean, our heights have been changing. Even our lifespan is increasing. Right now, we're up to, the average lifespan is 80 years right now, the latest research says. So things change over time, but my God, the changing where, you know, I send my kid to school to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. And it's the new math now. We're not even concerned about teaching him how to sign his own name. We just want to make sure that he knows he can rip his penis off if he wants to.
Yeah, he can chop off his dick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can implant boobs. What? Yeah, shit. I wish I could implant an extension on my penis. That'd be great. You know. So when they do that, it doesn't work anymore. I hope you know that, right? You have to get a little.
Right.
They put a tube. They remove one of your testicles, and they put an air pump in your to replace your testicle. And all you do is you pump it up, and that sucker gets erect. But it's not. You know, that's what they do even with people who go through what they call prostate resection. Whenever you have like a prostate enlarged, they'll go in there and they'll roto-rooter the prostate. But then you lose the ability to get an erection, so then you can go and have a penile implant put in to allow you to get the erection. So with today's medicine, the TERP, exactly. With today's medicine, shit, anything is possible. If you want to grow tits, all I got to do is start giving you estrogen. And then I'll give you a little bit of prolactin, and you can get milk coming out of those suckers if you want. But
I'll have to give you a call.
why you want to be a surrogate nursing?
Oh hell.
And right now in the clinic I work at, we're doing breast lifts. We have this thread, and it has like little barbs on it, like a hook. It's a thread with a bunch of little barbs on it, and we put it right under the skin, and we pull the skin up, and it hooks onto those barbs, and it actually lifts the breast up, makes them a lot more perky. We do butt lifts with it. We can do tummy tucks, chin lifts. Those are, you know, I can do a non-surgical facelift with those. They're PDO threads with the barbs. It's fascinating what people can do. So right now you're going to see a 70, 80-year-old woman who looks like she's in her 50s with today's aesthetics advancement. Fascinating stuff. But, once again, only in America can a poor black boy, Michael Jackson, grow up to be a rich white woman.
No doubt. Well, I am going to jump off here, guys. I got to catch a flight tomorrow, so I'm going to get some sleep.
Where are you
off to now?
So my wife is in South Dakota on business, so I'm going to fly in, spend the weekend with her.
Hey, that's not far from me, only a few hours.
We'll be running all over the state.
So you're going in for a conjugal visit, right?
Yeah. She's flying back with me, so she's only there for the week. But I've never been to South Dakota, so let's see.
Where do you live?
See what I can see.
Where do you live?
What's
though?
That?
Where do you live?
I'm in Indiana.
Oh, nice. I was an over the road truck driver for a while, and I was in a little town in Indiana where they got this big college there, one of those Ivy League colleges. And I was driving my truck bobtail without the trailer connected to it. I went out to a bar, did some karaoke, and then I was going to go to like an IHOP type place. So I'm driving and I stop at the light, and some drunk lady in a BMW rear ends my truck and it pushes my axle all the way forward. So I spent 2 weeks in Gary, Indiana, while they were fixing my truck.
Shit.
I was like, wow. It was really nice.
That's the armpit.
Really like that. Well, you know. What's the name of that college that's there? It's a big college. I can't remember the name of it, though. In Gary.
Oh, shit.
One of the Ivy League colleges, too. Yeah, one of them big-ass colleges. Yeah, I can't remember.
I try to stay out of... out of Chicago. That's basically Chicago.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, well, that was Great Lakes for me in boot camp, I guess.
Oh, I was there.
Oh, yeah. You're a Navy officer.
Yeah.
All right, man. So me, you, and Bobby, we got it going on. What'd you do in the service?
I was a machinist. You're
a machinist?
M3.
Oh, snipe. Oh, my God. Black shoe snipe. Holy shit. Yeah.
I was an A-ganger, though. I didn't get into the pit.
He's the one that had manicures and the pedicures on.
I was smart enough not to work in the engine room.
I was smart enough to send all my junior airmen down to the engine room for the BP punch.
Yeah. I got the BT punch when I put on E4.
No shit.
We got it.
We got to take more.
When I made E6, I got pinned, and they said you better never ever ever call yourself an E6 again. You're now a first class petty officer. Man, they stuck that pin right into my chest.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm not an E6. Fuck that shit.
Right.
Then I got busted.
Right.
Yeah, I think I made every rank twice. Sure as hell did. Yeah.
I got the typhoid shot 2 days before I put on my crows.
Oh, yellow fever got me, buddy. Yellow fever put me underground. Dude, Jesus Christ.
Oh, typhoid sucked.
My life. Yeah, typhoid didn't bother me, but fucking yellow fever. You know, the shot that I'm glad I didn't get was that anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
The anthrax has messed up a lot of people. I do disability physicals for veterans now, and I got a lot of people coming with side effects from that anthrax shit. I was like, dude, that's messed
I just went through my second physical for disability, so we'll see what they say this time.
Well,
but,
I write Nexus letters, if you know what that means.
Yes, I do. I just went in for sinusitis and allergic rhinitis, which is supposed to be presumptive
from
Southwest Asia.
If you're in theater and the burn pits and all that, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have the Southwest Asia campaign medal, so...
Well, you know, having the medal, but if you were in the theater, it makes it even better. Like if you're shore based. But
I was on
actually,
ship. But...
Yeah, but they're actually starting to be a little more lenient for the guys that were on the ships exposed to the air toxin.
Yeah, my physician told me to hold on one of my sinuses and blow out. He's like, okay, do the other one, and I did it. And he goes, oh, that doesn't sound good. So then he took a scope, and he looks up my nose, and he goes, oh, I think you have a polyp. Hopefully. means something.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If you get denied, get a hold of Bobby, and you can get a hold of me, and I can probably help you out with a Nexus letter. And usually my Nexus letters are getting better. I mean, I'm getting guys who, like, had shit happen to them 20 years ago connected after they couldn't get connected for all these years. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes
it does.
Yeah,
so I've been denied twice for the rhinitis and sinusitis, but when the new law went in effect in January, I think I'm going
to
fall under that law.
Huh? I had to
get my finger. My ex-wife is a rating officer for the VA.
Well, that's not good.
Well,
she's
gonna
be like, deny
this
motherfucker.
They did deny me for GERD and acid reflux, which. I found out, I just got that denial about 3 weeks ago, and they were looking over my ex was looking over the paperwork, and she said, well, they denied you, and I don't know who did your claim, but they applied the wrong law. It's not a new claim. You're claiming it under Gulf War Syndrome. They totally screwed you.
Yeah,
so,
especially if you go to an examiner who doesn't know about shit like that, or they're not trained very well, and or that wasn't a veteran. You will get your best results from a veteran examiner, but they're hard to come by. So I work with a company called LHI Optimus, I think they call them now. So that's the company that I'm contracted with, and then I also do private, of which the company I work with, the private like Nexus letters and stuff, and I write my letters based upon the denial, because the denial will tell you the reason why they didn't connect you. There was not enough evidence,
right.
Or that there was not enough rationale behind it, and well, in Houston. I live in Texas. In Houston, they charge $1,500 for one of those letters. Where I live in Brownsville, we're charging $350 for one. My brother,
wow.
The doctor that I work for, that's their price. $350.
Right.
There's an organization here, and there may be one locally where you're at, that actually, I'll get the pamphlet, I'll give it to Bobby, he can put it up on the website. But these guys pay for the veterans, they have a grant, and it's a nonprofit. They pay for the veterans to go out there to get those Nexus letters. And they have to be Gulf War veterans. It's like a Gulf War veteran organization or something like that.
Well, Phil, hold up.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Go ahead.
Phil's in that one chat room where all of us are at, just the staff and all that,
uh-huh.
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Phil's in there. Yeah. He's part of that the one with me, you, Kimmy, Chris, and Lorna.
Yeah, like where you said today, where you were going to be on tonight. You said you were going to be on tonight, John. I saw that, and I put a thumbs up symbol. I don't always check that chat room,
but
I'm there.
John's in there too.
Yeah. Now, I've been going through a company called Veterans Evaluation Service, or
VES.
I'm
with them too. I'm certified through VES. I'm certified through LHI, which is something else. And I'm also, LHI has now been bought out by a company called Optimus. But
I
VES
thought you were just
is
plain old
actually,
certifiable.
I'm
well,
hoping
Bobby
to
would
get
tell
the
you
sinusitis,
that,
rhinitis, and migraine is what I've got going now. So. Hopefully I'll hear something soon on that.
Well, you know, the migraine is going to – it's challenging with the sinusitis and the rhinitis because it could just be a sinusitis headache.
I get it behind my eyes. I get the ocular migraines from the sinus pressure.
Right, exactly. Ocular and – or they could also be considered cluster headaches because if it's like – that one eye and it waters and it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big differential on those headaches. But if you can't find a reason for them, then you throw it under the Gulf War syndrome. You know, but
that's
the problem is
you have to
rule every reason out. You got to rule every reason out. So that means you got
to. Yeah, I
want
to get to 30%. Is my goal. I'm at 10 now, so.
Well, cool. Well, just keep on working at it, man. You'll get there eventually. Every 2 years, you can also request an increase in the ones that you're already connected for. If,
right.
Like, for example, say you're connected for a broken ankle and you got traumatic arthritis. Every 2 years, you can go back and request an increase if that condition is getting worse.
Yeah, I mean, mine's tinnitus is what I got my 10 for, but
well, then you start getting hearing loss, and you're getting hearing loss, and then you get some vertigo, and you call it Meniere's disease. That can really increase that a lot.
Okay.
So hearing loss with tinnitus and dizziness, they we call Meniere's, that...
Mm-hmm.
It's a big jump.
I get the dizziness, but I think it's from my beta blocker.
Oh, okay.
I think it's from all the alcohol.
I was just going to say that.
Well, that's
alcohol
what my
beta blocker
is. My beta blocker is my alcohol.
I'm probably not supposed to drink on a beta blocker, but oh well.
Isn't that cracking?
Well, the only reason I would you're taking what is it, metoprolol? Is that what you're taking? A beta blocker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they put a lot of people on metoprolol. Problem with metoprolol is it slows your heart rate down. So if your heart rate's supposed to be 60 to 100, it would be normal to have a heart rate of 55 or bradycardia. I wouldn't put a person on a beta blocker if they didn't have a, what they call tachycardia, if they didn't have a fast heart rate.
I
would start
them
on like
a... Yeah, that's tachycardia.
Tachycardia? Yeah, well then... But, you know, maybe it's too strong. Maybe it's slowing your heart rate down too much. You might want to talk to your doctor about that.
Yeah, I've only been on it about 2 months. I'm normally float around about 135 to 140 beats a minute.
Well, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, so that's why you put me on the beta blocker. So it puts me down around 80, 90.
But it's making you feel busy?
It did in the beginning. It's not so bad now. I don't know if it was just the, like, getting used to it thing. But I every once in a while, I stand up really fast.
Well, if you stand up really fast and you get dizzy, that we call orthostatic hypotension, and that could be caused by an anemia or some other issue. You better have that checked.
Yeah. I had to wear the heart monitor and do the EKGs and all that fun crap. So.
Cool.
The heart's okay, but he said... Basically, you could try this beta blocker. You don't have to take it. See how it does. I don't know if it's worth continuing.
Well, monitor your blood pressure and monitor your heart rate. And if the pressure and your heart rate are falling within the normal limits, that's fine. But if you're continuing to get dizzy when you stand up, you need to have that investigated because that could be some other issue, not necessarily from the beta blocker. Especially if you're taking a low-dose metoprolol, like a 50-milligram metoprolol. I'm not sure what dose.
I'm taking, 50.
Yeah. That should not be causing you to get dizzy when you stand up. Orthostatic hypotension a lot of times is a result of having anemia, and you could be losing blood through your feces or through your urine. So you definitely want, if you had black stool, you had bleeding ulcers in your stomach, iron deficiency issues, something you want to have your doctor check out, okay?
Okay.
Good advice.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds cool.
I appreciate the advice.
You're welcome. Free beer, Bobby.
I'm gonna call it a night, guys. I will talk to you all later.
All right, man.
Nice talking to you. Hey, John, I'll post that information. I'll give that information to Bobby on that veterans organization, and that helps you pay for those Nexus letters, and you can maybe find someone locally there where you're at that may be able to help you out. Unless it's a nationwide program, I'm not sure about that, but I'll put it out there.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, guys.
Cool.
Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Love you, bro. So, anybody
so
got
what
anything
were, what
else
were we talking about, anyway?
We were talking
You're,
about...
You being certifiable.
That is no joke.
Just a lot about what you were referring to, but with the January 6th and all that.
Yeah.
And
is today like the current events?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
We go over, you know, the topics of the week, whatever's on our minds.
You hear about the two twins that were missing here in Texas? They went swimming, and they found them. They both drowned. Poor kids.
Oh, dang.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they had, like, a couple of Amber Alerts going on, but so far they found all those kids, because I know you guys do the missing kids, right? Or the missing persons.
Yeah, on Monday night.
Hey, you're down in Texas. Did you hear about any Mexican shooting of police down there in Mexico?
I haven't checked the news lately. The last thing that I'm aware of is the four people who were from South Carolina that went right across the border where I live. I live here in Brownsville, and Matamoros is like 2 miles from where I live. And so these people from South Carolina went across. There were four people, and they went over there to basically get a tummy tuck. Well, the two men were killed because they mistaken them for somebody else from South Carolina. There's a lot of drugs running between the U.S. and South Carolina. So these two men got killed. Another woman got injured critically, and then another woman had no injury at all. So they got them back, and they right now they're here in the hospital where I live in Brownsville, the two survivors. And they put out a warning to tell all the spring breakers right now to stay the fuck out of Mexico, but nobody's listening.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think everybody is tired of being told what to do. Wear a mask, get vaccinated, do this, do that, eat fake meat. Don't go to Mexico. Don't fly. Do fly. Everybody is just getting tired of it.
Well, the thing is the spring breakers are kids.
You know, I know.
In some respect, they're children, and they are not savvy watching the news or whenever you go travel to another country, an adult or an experienced traveler knows to go and check like the CDC website in regards to traveling to foreign countries. And it'll list all the warnings and what vaccines you should have and what to look for. But a lot of kids don't realize that. They think, okay, let's go over to Mexico. Even when I was in the Navy, maybe Bobby can reiterate this, San Diego, we jump right across to Tijuana, no problem.
Yep.
And so, but we never considered how dangerous it might have been for us because we were young and dumb. But then as we got older and we heard about all the violence and the cartels, now you have second thoughts about going, do I really need to go? But, these kids who are going across like for spring break or vacationing in Acapulco or some of these, fancy destinations, they're not paying attention to the current events or the news. And so they don't realize the danger that they're in. And obviously shit happens.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, people.
I live right here, like 1 mile away from the Mexican border. And if I need medication, what I pay for $100 here, I can go across the border and get it for $10.
Yeah, my brother lives right down there too. He goes out his door and looks to the right, and there's Tijuana.
Well, yeah, he's there, San Diego area then.
It's San Ysidro.
Mm-hmm. But because of the danger, is it worth it? I haven't been to Mexico in 25 years, and I live right here on the border. I have no business going over there. There's nothing there that I need or I want. If I want to go vacation,
I've been there 3 times. That's enough.
Yep, I've been there too. But if I want to go vacation, shit. I got South Padre Island right here, got, Boca Chica Beach. I mean, there's vacation areas here in the U.S. I can go to where I'm safer than jumping the border and being an international traveler.
All right.
Oh. All right, good people.
But no, I didn't hear about that. Tell me more about that.
Oh, the ATF showed up at my old boyfriend's house. Apparently, they misread the serial numbers on the shooting gun, and it pinned it to him, and they're trying to tell him that he sold his gun to whoever, and they sold it to whoever, and that his gun is in Mexico, and he's like, no, it's right here in my safe. So he had the ATF on his doorstep this morning.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Apparently there was a shooting down in Mexico. I don't know if they killed the cops, but someone was shooting the Mexican police.
Wow. Well, a lot of those Mexican police are corrupt anyway.
Yep. But isn't that really weird? Trace is a crime gun from Mexico all the way up to Minnesota.
Wow. Yeah, that is really weird.
All right, people. It is another great show. Phil, thanks for your input.
Thanks for having me.
Lorna, thanks for being on as usual. And God bless America. God bless our first responders, our veterans, our military, the missing. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
God bless you guys. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
God bless.